Exclusive: Marjorie Taylor Greene demands impeachment inquiry to uncover Joe Biden's 5K alias emails. By Wendell Hasebo on August 29, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, is outraged about Republicans' failure to immediately open an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden following the revelation that the National Archives, NARA, possesses about 5,400 emails and records pertaining to Biden's email aliases. "I'm frankly very angry that we haven't done it yet," Greene said about a potential inquiry. "And it better happen when we get back into session. I want it the first week." Joe Biden's email aliases, Robert Peters, Robin Ware, and J.R. Beware, were used to share government information and discuss business with Hunter Biden and associates, according to the Southeastern Legal Foundation, which filed a lawsuit to compel the agency to turn over the emails. The Robert Peters email alias contains an EPSI.gov domain name, as Breitbart News reported. PCI represents the executive office of the president and is connected to a Department of Defense network. "I think it should be illegal," Greene said about using an alias on a government network. "I do not think you can hide your identity." The Robert L. Peters alias received an email in 2016 that CC'd Hunter Biden about Ukraine. The email includes an attachment with the vice president's schedule, indicating that he had spoken by phone to then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. Joe Biden is again on record proven to be lying to the American people about his knowledge and involvement with his son and business partners, Greene said, noting the president is likely compromised as an elected office holder in some of the highest seats in the land as senator and then vice president. Greene argued the continual bombshell allegations against Joe Biden demand an impeachment inquiry, and any failure to open an impeachment inquiry represents a failure to hold the president accountable. "I don't know how anybody will take us seriously if we can't vote on impeachment inquiry," she said about voters. "If you can't vote for impeachment on Joe Biden, then how can you dare to even claim you are willing to drain the swamp? You're not. Any Republican that won't go for impeachment inquiry or won't vote for impeachment is proving to the voters, proving to the American people, that they're not up to the task to hold anyone accountable," she added. "If we still have Republicans on the fence, then that tells you right now that we're in a crisis," she said. "We're literally in a crisis in this country if we cannot vote for an impeachment inquiry," with yet another bombshell news story about the corruption and the secretive nature of Joe Biden. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, hopes to launch an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden at the end of September, he said on a GOP conference call Monday. "After McCarthy opens an inquiry, it will take 218 votes to pass articles of impeachment through the House to the Senate. A full House vote would first necessitate House Judiciary Committee approval. Not everyone on the House Judiciary Committee appears willing to vote to impeach Joe Biden, such as Reps. Ken Buck, RCO, and Tom McClintock, RCA. Members like Ken Buck," he wrote the book Drain the Swamp. "If you can't be there for impeachment on Joe Biden after all the damning information that is coming out and continues to come, then what do you think draining the swamp actually means?" Greene asked. "They either should step down from the Judiciary Committee or remove themselves because they're standing in the way of real justice for the American people," Greene added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.